Have you ever been on a long final? Everything stabilized, and then spotted another airplane converging from the right on what looks like a base leg to the same runway. Your stomach drops, you both have radios, nobody said a word, and now you have about 10 seconds to figure out who goes first. I'm Pattern on Traffic Pattern, and this is Radio Hangar. Let's talk about the regulation that answers that question before it ever gets asked. Federal Aviation Regulation 91.113, Right-of-Way Rules. It is one of those regs that every student pilot reads, nods along with, and then promptly gets confused about the first time two airplanes show up at the same spot. So let's walk through this together, because the examiner absolutely will ask you about it, and more importantly, the sky will test you on it when nobody is grading. Before we get into it, shout out to our friends at aviationsoul.com. They make challenge coins for every step of the journey. Got your first solo? There's a coin for that. Private pilot, instrument, commercial, they have got you covered. Great way to mark the milestones that matter, aviationsoul.com. All right, 91.113. The first thing the reg tells you is simple. When weather permits, regardless of whether you're flying VFR or IFR, you need to see and avoid other aircraft. That applies to everyone. IFR clearance does not give you the right to stop looking outside. ATC radar does not replace your eyeballs. See and avoid is the foundation, and everything else in this regulation builds on top of it. Now, here's the hierarchy, and this is the part people mix up. The reg establishes a pecking order. Think of it as a food chain of who has to give way to whom. At the very top, the aircraft that always has priority is an aircraft in distress. If someone declares an emergency, everyone else yields, no exceptions. That one is straightforward. Below that, the hierarchy goes like this. A balloon has right of way over every other category. Then a glider has right of way over an airship, a powered parachute, a weight shift control aircraft, an airplane, or a rotorcraft. Then an airship has right of way over powered parachutes, weight shift control airplanes, and rotorcraft, and so on down the line. Here is something I wish someone told me when I was training. The reason balloons are at the top is not because they are special, it is because they are the least maneuverable. They go where the wind takes them. A balloon pilot cannot just bank left to avoid you. A glider pilot has no engine to add power and climb away. The whole hierarchy is built on maneuverability. The less maneuverable aircraft gets the right of way because the more maneuverable aircraft is better equipped to get out of the way. So if you are in your Cessna 172 and you see a glider, you yield. Period. That glider cannot firewall a throttle that does not exist. Now let's talk about the rules when two aircraft of the same category are converging. This is where it gets practical, because most of the time you're not dodging balloons, you're dealing with another airplane, rule one. Converging. When two aircraft are converging at approximately the same altitude, the aircraft on the right has the right of way. Right has right. You have heard that 100 times. But think about what it actually means in the cockpit. If another airplane is to your right and you're both heading toward the same point, you are the one who needs to alter course. You turn right, you slow down, you climb, you do whatever it takes. The other pilot holds course. Here's the mistake I see students make. They see the traffic on the right and they freeze, hoping the other pilot will move. That other pilot might not even see you. Right has right means you act. You do not wait. Rule 2. Approaching head-on. If two aircraft are on what looks like a head-on or nearly head-on collision course, both aircraft alter course to the right. Both of you, not one, not the other, both go right. Think of it like two people walking toward each other in a hallway. You each step to your own right and you pass left side to left side. Rule 3. Overtaking. This is a good one. If you're overtaking another aircraft, meaning you're coming up from behind, the aircraft being overtaken has the right of way. You, the faster airplane, must alter course to the right to pass. And here is the detail people miss. The reg defines the overtaking zone as an angle of more than 70 degrees from directly behind the other aircraft. So if you're anywhere in that rear cone, you are the overtaking aircraft and you yield. Now let's put this where it matters most, the traffic pattern. You are entering the pattern at a non-towered airport. 91.113 has a specific provision for this. An aircraft on final approach or landing has the right of way over another aircraft in flight or operating on the surface. Read that again. On final or landing. That aircraft has priority, but here is the critical follow-up. The regulation also says you shall not take advantage of this rule to cut in front of or overtake another aircraft on final. So you cannot dive in on a short final and claim right of way just because you are now technically on final. The spirit of the rule matters as much as the letter. Let's go back to that scenario I opened with. You are on a long final. Another airplane is converging from the right on base. Who has the right of way? You might think right has right. The airplane on the right always wins, but hold on, you're on final approach. The regulation gives final approach priority, so in this case you have the right of way because you're established on final. But here's where the airman certification standards and real-world flying diverge from the textbook answer. The examiner is looking for you to know the regulation. The sky is looking for you to not die. If that traffic from the right does not see you, does not respond on the radio, and is about to turn final in front of you, you go around. Being right does not help you if you're sharing the same piece of runway. This is something every good instructor will drill into you. Right of way is not the same as right of invincibility. The regulation tells you who is supposed to yield. Aeronautical decision making tells you what to do when they do not. Let me give you another scenario. You're taxiing toward the runway. An aircraft is on short final. You have a clearance to take the runway. Who wins? The landing aircraft wins. 91.113 says aircraft on final approach have priority over aircraft on the surface. Even if the tower clears you onto the runway, if you see traffic on short final and it is going to be close, you stop. The tower might not see what you see. One more detail that trips people up. The regulation includes a provision about landing. When two aircraft are approaching an airport for the purpose of landing, the aircraft at the lower altitude has right of way. But you cannot use this as an excuse to cut below someone. The lower altitude right of way assumes both aircraft are flying a normal approach, not that you dove underneath to claim priority. Let me give you the quick memory framework for the check ride. The examiner loves to test this with scenario questions. Distress has priority over everything. Less maneuverable aircraft have priority over more maneuverable ones. Converging at the same altitude, right has right. Head on, both go right, overtaking, the slower aircraft ahead has right of way. You pass to the right. On final, the landing aircraft wins. Two airplanes landing, the lower one has priority, and never cut in front of someone already on final. Here is the practical takeaway that matters more than memorizing the reg. Most right-of-way conflicts in general aviation happen at non-towered airports, in the traffic pattern with both pilots on the same frequency and nobody talking. The best defense is not knowing who has right-of-way. It is making radio calls, scanning aggressively, and being willing to extend, go around or orbit when things get crowded. I have seen two airplanes on converging base legs at a non-towered field, and neither pilot made a single radio call until they were both turning final at the same time. That is not a right-of-way problem. That is a communication problem. And 91.113 cannot fix a quiet radio. So know the reg. Know it cold. The examiner will ask. But fly the principle behind it, which is see and avoid, communicate, and when in doubt, yield. There is no trophy for being the aircraft that had the right-of-way in an incident report. That comes straight from 14 CFR 91.113, and the FAA's Airplane Flying Handbook covers the practical application in the traffic pattern chapters. Good stuff to review before any check ride. More training talk at RadioHangar.com. Fly the right-of-way. Fly the go-around when the right-of-way is not enough. I am Pattern, and I will see you in the pattern.